Here's more of the story.
Frederick Douglass, Eulogy for Abraham Lincoln, Address at Cooper Union, New York City. Had Abraham Lincoln died from any of the numerous ills to which flesh is heir, and by which men are removed from the scenes of life, had he reached that good old age of which his vigorous constitution and his temperate habits gave promise, had he seen the end of the great work which it was his good fortune to inaugurate, had the curtain of death been but gradually drawn around him, our task this evening, though sad and painful, would be very simple. But dying as he did die by the red hand of violence, snatched suddenly away from his work without warning, killed, murdered, assassinated, not because of personal hate, for no man who knew Abraham Lincoln could hate him, but solely because he was the president, the faithful, loyal president of the United States, true to his country and true to the cause of human freedom, taking care that the Constitution and the laws were obeyed. For this reason, he was slain, murdered, assassinated, and for this all-commanding reason, he today commands our homage and the homage of good men everywhere as a glorious martyr, one who must be viewed, if viewed rightly, in connection with his country and with all that pertains to his country. Abraham Lincoln, while unsurpassed in his devotion to the welfare of the white race, was also, in a sense, hitherto, without example, emphatically the black man's president, the first to show any respect for their rights as men. It was my privilege to know Abraham Lincoln, and to know him well. I saw and conversed with him at different times during his administration, and upon two occasions at least by his special invitation. He was the first American president who thus rose above the prejudices of his time and country.